You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. You can keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Welcome. I'm your co-host, Corey.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella. This is our weekly open mic session, and we're so happy you guys are here.
Yes.
Yep, there we go.
Yep, very happy.
And we're just gonna jump straight into the music, I think. Glad you guys have tuned in to listen to us talk and play some tunes.
Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna start off with the song Brackish by the artist Last Arc Out, and it's their album Lift, and this band is more jazzy funk band, and they're based in Vancouver, so we
Yay!
Hope...
Yay! Yeah, Vancouver represent!
Vancouver! Woo-hoo. We hope you enjoy.
Thank you. just fall right out of me. Weaponize all that thought made me weak into something that hurt too much to leave.
Atención.
Yucasterio. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango
90.1 FM.
Yucasterio.
Atención.
Welcome back. You just heard, the Yucasterio little intro, and then before that was String by Richie Quake, and before that was Nothing Else Feels the Same by Looney, and before that...
You heard Namikaze Nurse, which is... Wait, nope, I messed that up. You heard the song Never Better by the artist Namikaze Nurse, and... Namikaze Nurse is a rock band actually formed in Vancouver in 2018. So very cool. Some more Vancouver representation.
And a cool band name too.
Yes, exactly.
Some creative credit there. I like it. As everyone knows, we're just going to get straight to the point here. It is Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Yes. Either good reaction or bad reaction from all
yeah,
of
you. Yeah, that sounded, yours sound like a bad reaction.
I don't know. A little.
How do you feel about Valentine's Day, Corey?
I will not be going to Valentine's Day with anyone. I've never...
Just not even going to leave the house tomorrow.
Yeah, not even going to leave the house. But I'm not going to be very excited to go to school and see lots of celebrations, I'm guessing. So
just a hater right
now. I'm going
to
be a little bit of a hater. But
a hater on love.
All good. We got... We'll power through. It's not that bad, but what are your thoughts?
I'm pretty neutral on Valentine's Day. As well. I have nobody, which is fine. It's like, hey, it's not no different from all the past years. So
yeah, same.
Whatever. No, this is no like, difference. I've become accustomed. But like, just, I kind of like to frame it as in like a capitalist way. Like, know, like it's nice that it celebrates love, but screw it, you know? Yeah. Bleep it.
They just want, bleep it. They just
bleep
want
Valentine's
money.
Day,
they just
yeah.
want that bleeping money. So
it may have been, I think it was like created by like greeting card companies or something.
Oh, really? Yeah, they definitely must make a lot of money off chocolates. And
like at least all the giving, like
yeah.
gifts.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Roses, all the flower shops are making their money. So yeah. Oh, good for them. There's not really many holidays that places yeah. can make these kind of money. Like flower shops. I don't know what other celebrations. Like,
yeah, it's not really something that's like a big thing on my radar too, because I already told Corey this, but I'm gonna tell you guys too. I texted my friend. I was like, hey, like, what are you doing tomorrow? Like, let's hang out. She's like, I'm actually having a romantic dinner with my boyfriend. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. That's when it stung a little. That's when it hurt.
When they rub it when you're there. It's not like rubbing in your face.
It's
but
not
it's...
rubbing in my face at all, but I do interpret it as like, okay, so
I have
there's a certain
better
priority
yeah.
there. That's not me, and that's what I have an issue with. Mm. And I'm not the priority. Some guy. Some of my friends' guys
some
are
random,
priorities.
This random guy.
Some
come
dude.
On. Come
like,
on.
You're going to choose some guy over your best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
On Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
What love is more important? Let me say that. A best friend's love.
Friendship.
Yeah.
Honestly,
friendship.
We should just have a friendship day. I don't think, it, like, where are the...
We should.
Which is
there
really...
There probably is one, though. Don't
yeah,
you
but
think?
Not
there's
as celebrated.
A day for everything.
Not as celebrated. Maybe, maybe, like, look it up. But, yeah, maybe...
Don't you do something with your friends for Valentine's?
I
or with your
do,
friend?
I do. It doesn't feel the same, though, because what happens is that every year, my friend, she gets chocolates and makes a card, and I do the same for her, and... We give it to each other on Valentine's Day, and it's really nice.
When
but
did it start?
This started at least grade 9, so
okay,
that was
sweet.
Around 15 or so. So we've been consistent.
Yeah.
But she does have a boyfriend, so I feel like the side chick a little yeah. bit to this random guy. But
you're
you like, know what? It's okay.
Yeah, you're it's like fine. Her little admirer in a way. She's yeah. like, that's sweet, but my boyfriend's getting me a whole box
yeah,
of
yeah.
chocolates.
Oh yeah,
and
exactly.
Roses, so
it's
like,
oh, your little card. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I'll take it. But
yeah, but
I have other things to look forward to on Valentine's
oh,
Day.
Oh man,
but
Yeah, but yeah, Valentine's Day can get pretty pricey, though. I know some people who have gotten some crazy gifts. So
it's, I feel like also behind, like, just getting into gift giving now a bit more, like, it's more that matters to me is, like, the intention versus the price behind it. Like, if they just get me, it's kind of a cop-out just to get somebody something expensive, in my opinion.
Yeah, if it's not really thoughtful at all, like, like an expensive piece of jewelry, for example, I feel like it's something that's like, oh, that's really nice, but there's not really much thought into a piece of jewelry.
Yeah, unless it has some sort of like
meaning.
Some meaning. Yeah. Unless it, or if it's just like, oh, an expensive purse. It's like,
it's like,
okay, well, thank you for spending money that actually took really no effort to like, you know.
Yeah, it's only nice when there's actually some effort. Like, I feel like if you had like a nice picnic and then you had like your maybe your favorite chocolates in your food and then your favorite bottle of wine or something over your favorite mountain, you know?
If they remember your favorite foods or like favorite snacks and then like get that set up for you or something versus taking you out for just like an expensive dinner at a place that's just kind of like fancy. It's not even something special.
It's just easy.
It's too easy. So everyone listen up to impress your Valentine's. Yes. You probably already know. You already know, but I'm going to tell you anyways, because people still do this. They just think pricey equals good, especially for women. I feel like they're like, oh, if I get this girl like something expensive, she's going to know I care about her. And like, yeah, but
no, it does not
you could
work
do
that.
Better, you know, like just put some thought into it. I don't know. Think of her favorite song or like, I don't know, something that's she's talked about before that you remembered that you've been listening to her, you know?
Write them down. Write them down.
Write it down.
Write it down. Get like your notes app, write all these little things, and then write as you surprise her on Valentine's Day. Perfect. Bam. She'll love it. Like, it's like a fancy purse. Like, it just it does sound nice in theory, but like it will just sit in the closet and it'll just be like, oh, old Valentine's Day gift. But if you have a nice experience and get some of those favorite chocolates, you
we're all loving salted caramel chocolates.
Salted caramel?
I mean, if you guys want to treat me, there you go. You should have written that down. That was a test.
If you want to ask that seller right now, do it. Do
please,
it now.
Guys.
Do it now. Get
there's
some chocolate.
There's less than 24 hours before. There's 6 hours before.
There's lots of time.
Day.
Go to cgsf.ca. Email.
Find me. You'll find me. If the universe calls for it, you know, we'll find each other. But
yeah, that's fine. I think. But overall, I think tomorrow will be okay. It'll
it's gonna
go
be. It's just another day.
It's just another
and
day.
And if you have a love, good for you. Honestly, I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
And also, we talked a lot about gift giving for guys, but for girls too. It's important.
Yeah, same
I've never
ways, same
even
ways.
Really heard of girls getting gifts for guys.
Yeah.
Too much.
I feel like it's all kind of low effort types of gifts both ways.
Yeah,
well, not like I would know or you would know. We're kind of speaking out of not personal experience.
Out of our bleeps.
Yeah, out of our bleeps right now, but. But.
Okay. Oh, no. Guys, I feel a laughing attack coming on. So I think we're just, I think we should just get back.
Yeah, we'll just get back to the music now.
To the music. Well, we wanted to start doing this thing where we say bleep.
Yes.
As you guys may have observed.
Yeah, we're trying to stay away from swearing at all. Yeah. So every time you hear bleep, that is us metaphorically.
We're censoring ourselves.
Yeah, we're censoring ourselves. Yeah. So you get to hear bleeps a lot.
Yeah. So anyways.
Yeah, let's get into the song.
The next song is going to be Weekend at Toast by Sugar Fungus.
Yes, and the name.
Yeah, another amazing band name picked by Corey.
I feel like if we had to have a station, a Sugar Fungus, or any station, band name whatsoever, Sugar Fungus,
Sugar
amazing
Fungus.
Name.
That
I know.
Should be our show name.
I know, Sugar Fungus.
But copyright issues.
Yeah.
I don't know. Super unoriginal considering somebody else already has
know.
It.
And we have a cooler show name.
We have
already prepared. So
that's what I wanted to
we'll
say.
We'll be getting
well.
Into that later after these open mics, but it'll remain a mystery for now.
Okay. And please enjoy.
skin off my lips. My love, you made me like this. And I guess by now I can admit your family never liked me. Scares me to say that out loud. But what's the worst someone can do to me now?